So what am I doing on all my different channels? All my different outlets. I'm doing the same thing, actually. I'm pretty much doing the same thing. My whole life, I want to know what, you know, what's behind it all? What's the secret? You know, what's the absolute truth? What's the root truth of everything? It's been a lifetime of searching and knocking and asking and seeking. And when you hit source code, and I know that sounds, on the surface it sounds prideful, but I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it. And I can tell you right now, what is the source? Together. To get heirs. And like I said, the flesh side is the weaker vessel. There's saints in heaven and there's saints on earth. And the saints on earth, the fleshly, earthly, the elect that aren't saved yet, God is going out to gather his elect, to gather, get her, G-A-T-E-H-E-R. To get, T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R, and H-E-R is heirs, the joint heirs. And I know it's not comfortable to realize that you're a weaker vessel in the natural realm's the weaker realm. That's why it says set your affections on things above. But my whole purpose of this whole lifelong search is to figure out what's going on. Behind the scenes is the spirit realm. That which is seen is made by the unseen. That which is seen has a pattern after the unseen. There's an overarching pattern in all things, whether it's math, whether it's science, whether it's medical, whether it's physics, it doesn't matter. There's an overarching pattern. And what is the overarching pattern? God sent his son to draw back his body. You got a head and you got a body. Jesus is the head of the body. The body follows the head. God is the head. The body of Christ follows after, in series, in sequence, in flow. The flow is actually the ordered list following after Jesus. Jesus is the forerunner, and the saints, the born-again saints, the elect, called out, born-again saints, are following after Christ. He walked the path for us, and we walk the path after him. He's the example. He's the lead. He's the one that you follow. Your dad, your mom and your dad set a path before you showed up on the scene. Now, sometimes they set a bad path, but you don't have to follow the bad path. If God is your father, you can follow the right path. If your dad was a drunk or a drug head or a drunk, you don't have to follow that, because God is not a drug head and he's not a drunk. God has a sound mind. God is the author of a sound mind. Jesus is the word. He spoke it all into existence. That's why sound means a sound mind. You don't have an unsound mind because Jesus is the word. Sound. Sonar. S-O-N. Per son. Per the son. If you're following after Christ, you're a per son following after. So what am I doing? I'm showing all the mysteries. Why did Jesus say cast the net on the other side and they caught 153 fish? I reveal that mystery. Why does the Bible say walk in the spirit and not walk in the flesh? I reveal that. What's the difference between flesh? Why does the flesh persecute the spirit? I dig deeper because I asked God to reveal it to me, and he did. Why does the flesh persecute the spirit? Why is it important to walk in the spirit? Why is it once saved, always saved? Why is it eternal security? Why do the flesh creatures do what they do? Why do the narcissists do what they do? There's an overarching pattern in all things, and there's an unseen pattern. The 153 fish that they caught when Jesus said, cast the net on the other side, the red versus blue, the balancing of the equation. When you look at the 153 symbol, just type in 153 on Google, it two circles that union to get air. Together, to get the joint heirs. The reason that this whole thing is created, why is the earth even created? God is making copies of himself. He's making copies, sons of God, daughters of God. The creation is a pocket universe. And the pocket universe, just like you put your watch in your pocket, it's in time. It's befallen. Time is just a cycle birthing repeat. And so all your time travel movies, they have a hidden pattern. All your love story movies, they have a hidden pattern. All your mysteries movies, they have a hidden pattern. Everything has a hidden, unseen pattern hidden in plain view. And it's right in front of us, and we miss it. Why? What about a washing machine? What's the hidden pattern behind a washing machine? What about a dryer? Your washing machine, you hit a few buttons and it starts to go around in a circle, right? A cycle. Why is there cycles on a washing machine? Because you're in a cycle. Why is there cycles in the earth? Because you're in a cycle. God is washing you. Whatever you do is being done to you. You wash clothes because you're being washed. You read a book because you're being read. God is reading. Not only is he writing on the tablet of your heart, he's sending out the seven spirits from the throne of God to read your heart and see where you're at and make some adjustments, you know. The Turing machine is what you're in. And just like the wheels on your car turn, the machine is turning out copies. Why is it called a machine? Why is it called material realm? Why is it called matter? Ma-T-T-E-R. Why does matter have two T's? Why does matter double cross you? Why does the flesh mind double cross you? Why does your own flesh mind double cross you? Why do flesh creatures double cross you? You don't see that in the in heaven. Now the angels, the fallen angels, they got cast out of their first estate, and they don't have, you know, the human has redemption. That's why I say, why is the devil mad at the human? Why is he? All you have to do is watch the Flash series, Flash and Anti-Flash. Watch the anti-heroes, and you'll know why the devil's mad at the human. There's an overarching pattern in all things. Even with the medical, the word medical, M-E-D, is just going about a course. Just type in M-E-D with a dash behind it. Etymology. And you'll see medical, just following a course. Let's say you get sick or something. You have to fix the sine wave. What happens when you get sick is your sine wave, the flow, gets disrupted. Like if you get acid reflux. The acid's going up, it's going the wrong way. So what do? You eat some peanuts or some peanut butter, and it changes the sine wave so that it flows back the proper way. Medical is just a course to get things to flow the proper way. That's all. It's just like music. When you listen to music, it's flowing, right? Medical's the same way. So the doctor gives you some antibiotics or whatever, says take these every 12 hours or whatever, every 8 hours or whatever medicine they give you. The sin wave has to be nailed to the cross. And so in order to nail you got your sin wave out of because of sin, your sine wave got out of balance, right? S-I-N. E is spirit, sin is down. E is up, sin goes down, right? Sin is downward, E is up, the sine wave. So the sine wave is out of balance. So when you go to the doctor, they take a piece of wood and you put it on your tongue, you say, ah, that's the healing starts as soon as you walk in the door. The healing starts when you set your mind, I got to go to the doctor. That's when it starts. So you go, ah, you're changing the sine wave. They put pressure points on your wrist. Why? Because Jesus was nailed to the cross. You're putting a pressure point on the sine wave. So then they put their hand and put pressure on your veins. Okay. Then they hit your knee. They hit you. They're knocking some sense into you. They put some pressure around your arm. They check your blood pressure. They squeeze that blood. They put that thing around your arm and squeeze you. They're changing the sine wave. And then they say, okay, you got an infection. It's internal. Is this an external thing? Is this an internal thing? You know? So if it's an external thing, they work on the external. Put a Band-Aid on. Sew you up or whatever. If it's internal, they gotta fight some internal stuff. And what I found out is the inflammation, you know, the inflammation is the problem with most stuff. You know, when you eat a lot of sugar, you get inflamed. That's why you have pain, you know. When you cut back sugar, your pain goes away. And the sad part is when you take some of these, like Aleve and Tylenol for too long, it messes up your liver, gives you fatty. I mean, it destroys your liver. And so my point is, there's more stuff going on behind the scenes. Even the doctors, it's all right. It takes a lifetime to learn this stuff. Even the doctors, they go to the medical school and they just go by what they've been told. And then there's some good doctors online are breaking the program. And you have to respect them because they have to be careful what they say. Because the system, these doctors who are telling you that sugar is your enemy and carbs are your enemy, you have to respect these doctors because they're taking the pyramid and turning it upside down. They're going against the Freemason pyramid. They've been lying to you. The whole system's been lying to you. And these doctors who they really care about people, so they tell them the truth. You have to respect them because they're going against the whole world, the whole system. And they have to keep their degree and they have to be careful how they say things. You have to respect them because they're fighting against a devil system, although they use the devil system to get that degree and make that money, but now they're having to fight against it once they wake up to the fact that the food pyramid's upside down. The carbs are not essential. And if you Google that, are carbs essential? You know what you're going to find? Contradictory. But if you do the research on the studies, carbs are not essential. Yeah, you need a variety of food for your microbiome and all that stuff. But my point is, when you really study these doctors and you take all the data points, see, here's the secret to life. Whether it's psychology or whatever, you listen to all these top psychologists. Whether it's math, you listen to all these top mathematicians, whatever it is, and you find a common denominator. And you look for the common denominator. You look for the pattern. And so even if you're studying the Bible, rightly dividing the word of truth, you look for a pattern. And by the grace of God, He can show you the pattern. And the biggest pattern, there's patterns in the Bible, in every book of the Bible. If you read Colossians, it's pretty much the same book as Ephesians. If you read Genesis, you can find the same stuff in Revelation if you dig deep enough. You can find the same pattern in every book in the Bible. What is that pattern? What is the overarching pattern in the Bible? The flesh versus the spirit. The energy of man versus the power of God. The weakness of man versus the power of God. That's the overarching pattern. That it's either you walk by faith or you walk by sight. Either you're a people pleaser or you're a God pleaser. Either you're lovers of God or lovers of pleasure. Either you're seeking the flesh, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, or you're seeking things above. When you seek those things below, brings death. When you seek those things above, it brings life and peace. If you set your affections above, you have life and peace and eternal truth. If you set your affections on things below, you have the sine wave, the sin wave, the snake eating itself. The snake eating itself, what does that mean? That's a mystery that you see all these so-called New Age and these witches and warlocks. What does it really mean? It just means the creation eating itself. The creation fell. You see that in Genesis. God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. The clay earth, the water, is a reflection of what you are. You're clay and you're water. Even the sea has the same chemical makeup as your blood. There's the same parts of your blood have the same chemical makeup as the ocean, the sea. Certain parts of your blood. I'm pretty sure they did try the blood transfusion one time using some seawater. I'll have to try to Google that again. I know I read that a long time ago. That blew my mind. Water, blood, spirit, the Ma creatures, the water and blood creatures, M-A, set their affections below. The water, blood, spirit creatures should set their affection above. They still have to walk down here. They're still water. They're still their body ship, their water vessel still has water and blood. You still have to function down here. Function, F-unction. F is number six. Unction is the unction of the spirit. Your function, finding your function, finding your duty, finding your calling, finding your purpose, finding your flow, finding your niche. That's what it's all about. What you're good at, you do. God is going to lead you and guide you if you're listening, and sometimes even if you're not listening, to the path that he wants you to go on. He might put you on the shelf for a while, because Charles Stanley said, if you get in the flesh and not in the spirit, you're going to be put on the shelf. God might put you on the shelf for a season, but it's all for your good. It's all for your good. Everything that happens, if you're saved especially, is to bless you. A scourging from God is a good thing. A spanking from God is a good thing, because what's it say in Hebrews 12? If you're without chastisement, you're a bastard. The devil don't spank his kids because he wants them to destroy themselves. They think they're getting ahead. Kim Kardashian thinks she's getting ahead. Poppy thinks she's getting ahead. They're destroying their own soul. What benefit is it? You gain the whole world, but you lose your own soul. What benefit is it? There's no benefit to that, because this is temporary. If you look, go out here to the graveyard and you look at the graves, everybody dies. They bury the body 6 foot under. Why is it six? Because F is man's number. A, B, C, D, E, F is number six. They bury the human 6 foot under because of the letter F. Because the flesh mind, the human, is effed up. Just to be honest with you. When you're born in this place, you're born in sin. In sin did your mother conceive you. Your mom and dad are sinners. If they're saved, they're saints, but they still have the old Adam. Sinners saved by faith. The elect saints have been translated into a kingdom of light out of the kingdom of darkness. But when you're born into the kingdom of darkness. You're born in sin. And a lot of people say, I'm not born in sin. There is an age of accountability, but you're still born in sin. That's why when you come out of the womb, you come out crying. This is why I say everything has a pattern. Women have a pattern. Men have a pattern. The natural realm has a pattern. The spirit realm has a pattern. Biscuitville has a pattern. I was in here at the drive-thru, and every Biscuitville I go through has the same pattern. But this Biscuitville over here, their pattern's a little bit worse. I'm trying to go through the drive-thru to get me a biscuit. If you don't have a Biscuitville in your city, you're missing out. But it's gotten expensive. The squirrel just ran out in front of me. They have it. Why do they call people who are acting squirrely, acting like a squirrel, squirrely? Because it's a pattern. The drug heads have a pattern. The drunks have a pattern. The Gnostics have a pattern. The witches have a pattern. The saints have a pattern. The unsaved have a pattern. The lazy have a pattern. Everybody's got a pattern. Everything has a pattern. There's an overarching pattern in everything. And so when you decode the mysteries and you look for patterns, people think you're crazy. What's wrong with him? That's what they said about the prophets of old. What's wrong with Jezebel said, Ahab and Jezebel said, are you the one, told Elijah, are you the one causing trouble in Israel? And Elijah said, no, I'm not causing trouble in Israel. You are, because you let your wife Jezebel send out those false prophets. Let's go see who's real. Let's see who's real, the real prophet. And the 450 prophets were killed. And Jezebel said, you're going to be dead. She didn't win. She was thrown out the window. When the 450 false prophets were destroyed, things went back into balance. So the flying monkeys of Jezebel, the 450 false prophet flying monkeys, are no different than what the narcissist does. The narcissist uses you as a flying monkey to set up their fake reality and to set up their position because they're trying to usurp the king. That's why they want to be worshipped. So if you really want to understand narcissism, study Jezebel. If you really want to understand the narcissistic system, study the Jezebel spirit, the legalist. The legalistic preachers are Jezebel spirits. You better not miss a day of church. You better touch not, taste not, handle not. Don't go here. Don't do that. Don't read that book. Don't look at this. Don't do this. It's a touch not, taste not. It's an earthbound religion. It's not a relationship with God. It's a religion. It's not walking in the spirit. It's walking in rules. What is walking in the spirit? Love and truth. You don't need a rule when you're above the law. The law was given for the natural man, the flesh mind. You don't need a law when you're above the law. How can you be above the law? Because you're in Christ, seated in Christ in the heavenlies. What's above the law? Truth. If you rightly divide the word of truth, you don't need the law because you know to love your neighbor as yourself. You know the royal law. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. You know not to kill your neighbor. You know not to defame your neighbor. You know not to cheat on your wife. You know, and when you step into truth and the meaning behind love and truth, you don't need the law. You don't need to be under some kind of rule-based system. See, the rule-based system is a works-based system, which is religion. It's all faith. It's faith alone and Jesus alone. But you have to renew your mind. So the Bible says you're saved by faith, walk by faith. So you renew your mind to the eternal principles, the hidden principles that are right here in plain view. You walk by that. You walk by the spirit plane, the truth in the spirit plane, and not the truth in the natural plane. Because you realize the truth in the natural plane should follow the truth in the spiritual plane. That's why he says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But you have to see behind everything. And when you open the curtain, you open the veil, and you show people what's behind the reason what they're doing, what's the reason behind the stock market going up and down, the sine wave, the sine wave. When you reveal what's behind it all, they say, that's impossible. Because they're in the flesh mind. They don't understand how you can see the hidden meaning behind everything. So I went over to the other Biscuitville, and sure enough, the same thing. The line is backed up out into the road. How did I know that? Because Biscuitville has a pattern. Their managers are not managing their parking lot. There's an overarching pattern in time, in words, in industries, in cities, in nations. Why is there an overarching pattern? Because there's a spiritual realm overarching everything. And when you see it, when you first see it, you're like, that's impossible. But then when you digest it and you chew the cud, you realize it's not impossible. This is impossible. Holding this world together, that's the miracle. The spirit realm is stable. The natural realm is unstable. The fact that this place exists is the impossible. The spirit realm is all things are possible in the spirit realm. Everything, really, there's no time and there's no space to the spirit mind. The flesh mind needs time and space because it's just the cycles. And you, every time you take a step, you're actually not moving anywhere. The hologram's moving around you. But you need that. So if I'm walking down the street, I see one house, and it looks a little bit different than the other house. You need the steps. You need the objects come from the spirit realm, and the objects need to hit you to birth in. OBJECT. Against, hit. You're being hit with objects because objects, all objects are object lessons. The unseen realm is hitting you to birth in to your new state, to your new identity, to your new comprehension, your new understanding. I'm looking beside me to the right. It says Kreger Company, CC, 33. 33 is behind everything. A third, you sleep 8 hours, a third. Why is 33 everywhere? Closed caption on your remote control. Look at it. Why is CC everywhere? Because that's the secret behind this whole thing. This, the union. God is bringing mankind back to himself through Jesus on the cross. What happened at the cross? A third of the angels fell. Why are the angels, why is a third of the angels fighting two-thirds of the angels? Why did Hitler destroy himself? Why is Putin destroying himself? Why do they fight against a system that is eternal that they're not going to win? Why not just submit to the Father of lights and live? Why not submit to God and live? Why rebel against the Creator and die? It just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. And the only thing I can say is, why do we eat sugar and destroy ourselves? Why do people drink when they know alcohol turns to sugar? They're destroying themselves. Why are you destroying yourself? Why do you hate yourself? God loves you. If God, evidently you've been brainwashed by your parents or your spouse or somebody taught you to hate yourself. Why? The system, the media, the news. Why do you hate yourself? Why did the devil try to be God when he's not God? Why do you want to be something you're not? It's not making sense. It's not making sense. All you have to do is be aware of your inner man. Why are you doing what you do? Why are you letting your emotions control your mind? Think logically. Crucify the flesh. Take up your cross daily. Your emotional thoughts up and down. Oh no! What did he say? What did they think about me? What's going on? All that stuff is the paranoia, the worry, the fear. Does that tree across the street that you're looking at, is it living in fear? No. Why is the tree more stable than you are? It don't add up. Why are the birds not worried and the squirrels not worried? Why are you worried? It could be that you're being lazy. A lot of times when we get worried about something like finance or something, it's because we're being lazy. We don't want to work. A lot of our own stuff is stuff that we're doing. Yeah, there might be some outward stuff, you know, economy collapsing and all that, and that people worry. But just get up the next day and go to work. Most people live in fear. I've come to the conclusion because they're lazy. They want somebody else to do something for them. They live in fear because they're trying to get their identity out of what somebody else believes or thinks about them. That's what I'm saying. When these people rise up in the system and then they have to break them free, they've got their degree, but they still want to make a living. They still want to help people. And they rose up in the system by the system, and the system's a lying system controlled by the devil. And then they break free and they really want to do and help people and do right. You have to respect them for walking away and telling the truth in a system of lies. You have to really respect them for that. It doesn't matter if it's a doctor, a psychologist, whoever it is, math. You know, even in the higher education, whether it's a mathematician or a physicist or whoever it is, and the mainstream's trying to get them to flow in a certain way. And this one mathematician, he comes out and says, that's not right. I'm gonna talk about something else. This is what's really behind it. And then they get laughed at and they get mocked, and because they didn't follow the lies of the system and they thought outside the box, they get attacked. When you think outside the box, you get attacked. So you have to really respect them for standing up for the truth. Even though they used the system to get to where they are, then they broke rank. So they have to break rank really cautiously. And so when they break rank and the system supports them, you talk about courage. That's some serious courage. Now, if you break rank when you wake up to it and you're 18 and you break rank and you never cared about what the system thought, it's a different story. But when you break rank after you've been in the system all the years, that's a lot of courage, because they're stepping out on faith, really. It's kind of like John the Baptist and the prophets of old. They got cast. Most of them lived out in the woods. Why? Because they broke rank. They didn't follow they saw through the lies, you know? And when you break rank from the devil's system, the hive will attack you. The hive mind always attacks you because you're not like them. And so they're actually doing you a favor. They're kicking you out so that you can get your heart right. Because they know that once you break rank, that you're not going to be brainwashed by. See, they're getting all their needs met with a fake reality, and when you don't believe that fake reality anymore, you're not supporting that system. So the system has to boot you out. You understand?